A growing number of soldiers are losing custody of their children, and advocates for military families say it's not because they're bad parents, it's because they've been deployed overseas to Iraq and Afghanistan. A new law strengthens protections for military parents in custody cases, but legal experts say some are still vulnerable. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
It's supper time in a small, rundown house on the outskirts of Albany, New York. Tanya Town is coaxing her 4-year-old son, Darren, to eat.
No, you're going to stay there and eat your ravioli.
I don't want it. I just ate one.
Town's other child, her 12-year-old boy, Darrell, isn't home. Darrell no longer lives with his mother.
He's in Virginia, so I hardly get to see him at all.
Town and Darrell's father, Richard Diffin, were divorced 8 years ago. She was granted primary custody and raised Darrell, along with her second son, by a different marriage. But when Town's National Guard unit was deployed to Iraq in 2004, a family court judge in Montgomery County, New York, granted temporary custody to Darrell's father. The boy went to Virginia while Tanya Town spent a year guarding convoys near Tikrit. Just before she returned home, her ex-husband asked for permanent custody of Darrell. Following a trial, the family court granted his petition. Town says she's certain her child was taken from her because of her time overseas.
The father never questioned custody prior to this, so why now? Because she's going to Iraq, is there an issue?
Tanya Town appealed, and last month the state appeals court in New York issued its ruling. The 5-judge panel praised Town, calling her an excellent mother. But in a unanimous ruling, the judges upheld the family court's decision. The judges found that the deployment and other changes in Town's life, including the breakup of her second marriage, had contributed to an unstable home life. Town says she was devastated.
I don't care how they word it, it's a punishment to the soldier. The whole reason I'm in this situation is because I did a job for the military, and it's gotten me nowhere.
Pentagon officials and military family support groups say there are no statistics on the number of military parents who've lost custody of their children following deployments. But they agree that the number is increasing, sending waves of anger and fear through the military. The Army Times newspaper published a scathing editorial on the subject last month, written by managing editor Chuck Finch.
The idea of we have a volunteer military, and the idea of volunteering to serve your country and then facing the prospect of losing your children is just, it's a little mind-boggling.
In January, President Bush signed a bill that included new language designed to strengthen protections for military parents in custody cases. The Service Members Civil Relief Act now includes a provision that specifically calls for custody cases to be delayed for at least 90 days during overseas deployments. It also requires that attorneys be appointed to represent military parents in such cases. But Greg Rinke, a former Army attorney who specializes in military law, says judges are still free to rule that lengthy and repeated deployments have disrupted a soldier's life to such a degree that a child's custody should be altered.
In my experience in the JAG Corps, I can say that this happens probably hundreds of times across the nation, if not even more, especially with the deployment and the op tempo in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Tanya Town's ex-husband, Richard Diffin, is himself a former soldier and says he was deployed to Eastern Europe for the first 9 months of Darrell's life.
I was raised military. I understand the potential damage that constant moving around could do to a child.
Diffin acknowledges that he never sought custody of his son before his ex-wife was deployed to Iraq. And he agrees that his case raises troubling questions for military parents. But Diffin still says his home is the best place for Darrell.
I believe it to be the right decision. And I'm glad I'm not the one that had to make it.
Diffin's attorney, Robert Cohen, goes a step farther, arguing that soldiers such as Tanya Town put their rights as parents on the line when they volunteer for military duty.
She was not drafted. This was a job choice. She went into it with open eyes.
Tanya Town still works full-time for the National Guard, but she says the legal battle over custody of her son has left her penniless.
So it's been very, very traumatic, just trying to sustain day-to-day life and still fight to get my son back.
Town says she hopes that New York State Supreme Court will review her case. Meanwhile, the courts have ordered her to pay $500 a month in child support for her son. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.